Good morning. Welcome. Just say hello to someone sitting next to you, shake their hands. Wow. Wonderful. Well, welcome to what is a really special morning for us. A really very, very special celebration. We're going to celebrate the baptism of 7 people this morning, which is just wonderful. And in a few minutes, they're going to share their story. But if it's your first time here, if you've never been to a baptism before, you're in for a treat. We've got some great stories that we're going to hear this morning. Just to explain what baptism is, I'm going to read from the book of John. And it says in John chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world." And following on from that, in verse 29, this is John the Baptist. As he sees Jesus approaching him, he says, "The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.'" John was introduced Jesus onto the scene. And one of the first things Jesus did was to be baptized. John said to Jesus, "I can't baptize you. It should be baptize you. It should be you baptizing me." But Jesus said, "No, it has to be this way. It has to be this way." Jesus was baptized. Jesus was sinless, and yet he was baptized. And that is symbolic of what happens to us. Let me explain. It's symbolic of 2 things. Firstly, it's symbolic of Christ, prophetic of Christ dying on the cross and being raised again. So Jesus was baptized. He stood in the water like these guys are going to do in a little while. He stood in the water and John baptized him and raised him out of that water. That is symbolic of what Christ would do on the cross. He was on the cross and he died. And 3 days later he rose again. He rose again. He didn't do that for his own sin. He did that for our sin. He did that for our sin. He died. He was baptized. He was sinless, but he was baptized for the sin of the world. Likewise, he died for the sin of the world. And then Jesus goes on to say his very last... Okay, Sam, thank you. I don't really need glasses. I only wear them to look cool. No. And to see people at the back. The last words Jesus gave on this planet: "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey every command, everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." Go and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And that is what we're going to do today. We're going to baptize these 7 lovely people. So without any further delay, thank you, Sam, I'm going to ask in a minute, I've changed the order around slightly, guys, so don't be alarmed. It's just changed a little bit. So we're going to ask these guys to come and share their story. They're all going to be extremely nervous, but they're going to come and share their story, and please listen to what they've got to say, because I know God is going to bless you as you listen to their stories. So, but before we start that, one of our other young people that is part of this family is going to be baptized today, but she's being baptized in Canterbury. So I think we've got a picture of Sophie somewhere, if we can flash that on the screen. Oh, that's me. Do we have a picture of Sophie? Sophie, one of our young people that grew up in this church, is being baptised in Canterbury, so we're celebrating with her today as well. But can I actually ask... Oh, there's Sophie. Wonderful. She was graduated very recently, and now she's being baptised today, which is wonderful. So, thanks, guys. So I'm going to ask a young man that's an absolute inspiration to me to come and share his story. I've told him 3 minutes, but I know we've got absolutely no chance of him staying to 3 minutes. So I'd like to introduce you to Elias, and he's going to come and share. Come on, Elias.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Elias. Maybe some of you not know me. I'm from Iran. I've been coming to this church around like 7 months now. My story is like, might be none of you know, and is my life was very tough for me before. As I say, like, my dad was a journalist and my mother was a teacher, who my dad written an article about the government, how made him in trouble, and then we have to leave a country on illegal way. My journey took around 4 months to come to here, and I didn't know that I'm coming here. This is was one of the things that was very surprising me, because I had a really lovely life, lots of friends, my school, but still I did had like a concern and problem in my past life. I had my journey, and I think as well, I've been so long and tough for me that I've been bullied by so many people. As I was living life, I had not many friends, because every time, even the teacher as well, sometimes he was bullying me, as in, as he's like not saying to me nice word or anything. And then I was not giving up all the time. I was working on my studying and things as well. And my dad was like, he was relaxed and then saying to me that how you have to be. He says, not like about forcing and thing. And then we left the country, and then on the way that 4 months it took me journey, I lost my parents. And then I came here. I live with a carer who been nice to me, or now almost been close to 4 years. And then how my I'm doing my education, and how did I well? It makes like three days ago, I get a student of the year of my college. And then that was a thing as well. That's one of the things that are happening is, I want to not giving up, because that's thing that happened. Then I was not, things happening for me, I was not happy, I had a tough time. I've been so much like stress, you know, stress and things as well, maybe at very young age as well. And maybe some of these young people like who living their life might finding easy, but for me it was very tough. I have to deal with problem. I lost my parents. Now I have to deal with everything, because I have to be strong on what I'm doing. And also I had not many friends when I came, and then try to see, I had a friend who was living with me for like 2 years. I know he was like, I'm coming from different background, and then, he was like, I was Muslim before, and then now I converted to Christianity, which was very like, you know, myself as well, because I had like not many friends. And once I came here, I saw, Pastor Rob. He was very, like, when I saw him and he was talking to me, and then he was giving me that impression. He was giving me that love, that joy, that he can say, like, as you are part of our family, how things will be, and then it get better as well. And then I start coming here, and then was more interesting for me to come here, because I was seeing young people who is my age, and then they were happy, and then I said, I won't be happy as well. And then I keep coming, and then I find so many young people who I made so many friends, and then I've been like talking to them, and how they were nice. And then, you know, it was tough, but still I just like still continue to not giving up. And I know it's hard as well for someone at my age, not like doing, because mostly they will be in their family, under their family hand, because their family will, as they protect them and all the things, but I have to be able to, do everything myself. I've been here, I'm coming here long time, I've been long, seven months, 8 months, I've been speaking to so many people, and then, I had Yusuf who helped me, and his family as well, who were really nice, and then they are like part of my family as well, and also all of you as well, part of my family for me, which is makes very, very impressive, and very also makes me happy as well from inside, that at least I understand someone who care for me. Now I've been like, no coming here long time, and also, you know, if I, even if I baptizing today is for me is a more than a creation, more than a, like, burning a new person, more than like to think as a, which is so many things I had, is just like makes me more happier, and also like, because the happiness that I had, I never get that happiness before, that which I have now, at least I have less stress, I have less tension, I have less problem to think of, and it makes me like, you know, makes me more proud to what I'm doing at the moment. And I came here, if I'm baptizing, is because of I want to make my faith stronger, and also I want to be a person who be like with the God, and also to meet, like, see people, and also help, and also I want to help in future, which is like, you know, I'm studying health and social care, and then and also I want to study social worker, which is a job for me that I've been showing people like me who in my age, and then and also I want to help them as well, like I want to be there for them. I want to help them. I don't want they be in my situation. I want to make sure that they are all having their needs and things. Like, I don't want to be they be in my situation. I know it's tough. I know it's hard. Sometimes, yeah, if you might saying things as well in your situation, you might not be like feeling the toughness, and also you sometimes you might feel the giving up. But still, I came here. Just, I tell you so many times, Rob spoke to me, you have to just, like, once he said, as like my family as well, Christy and Rob, that they are like, helping me, and also they're telling me that you just need to continue, and then how they're impressed with them as well, as my parents who, like, they're not here, at least they're giving me that impressiveness that you can do it, you can do it, and then, how they're happy for me that I'm doing, and also is like how they are nice to me all the time. And I and his son Nathan, which is he's my friend, and I know him as well, and we are like talking to each other sometime. He has ways. Yeah.
Just imagine how it must feel to be just left alone in one instant, separated from your parents at 13. And this is what this young man's been through. And he's not had an easy ride since he's been here. Okay. But he's got a heart of gold. He wants to help people. He's just talking about he'd do anything for anybody. And we love him, and he's been on a fantastic journey, and Yusuf's worked really hard with Elias and Bev and the family, and just welcomed him and developed him with his walk of faith. So we give thanks for Elias, and we just want to hold on. So I'm going to invite Fabian to come and share his story. Fabian, come on, mate. Well done, buddy.
Hello. Okay. I hope everyone's having a good day today, and I hope you're enjoying the service. So first of all, I was lucky enough to be born in a Christian family with my mum, my sister, and my brother, who are all here today, which is a blessing itself. But when I was 4/5-ish, I kind of wasn't sure if there was a God or not, and questions like that I'll be asking myself and others, and I just didn't know what to do and what was going on until one day I had my first religious experience. So some people in here might not be thinking, this is not a religious experience, or even, I've had better religious experiences. But this is one of the best things that's happened in my life. So we went to the dentist, and then I received a toy car, and one of the best ones I've seen. And all of a sudden, I lost it, which was very bad, and I was disappointed. Then I told my mum, and as a loving, caring my mum, blessed with, she tries her very hardest to find this, but she couldn't. Then I told my mum, remember when we were in Kenya for holiday, and we lost grandma's cat, and we all prayed for her, for the cat, and the cat came back after a couple of days. So I told my mum, would this have the exact same effect? And she replied with yes. So we prayed in the car, and I was like, Lord, I got this car today, and I know I've already lost it, but please help me find it. I just want to be right on that TV stand tomorrow, because I know you're listening. Amen. The rest is history, and we know what's going on. And then a couple of years later, my mum reminded me of this story, and she told me, God may not reply straight away, but he will reply at the perfect time. And then that led me to baptism. And one of the most important reasons I wanted to be baptized was because I wanted to make my relationship better with my Lord. So I encourage you, all of you here, to be baptized so you can make your relationship better.
Brilliant. Thank you. Wow. Wow, brilliant. So I'm going to invite Patrick. Patrick, come on, mate, give us your story.
Good morning. So I became Christian during Soul Survivor last year. And despite being raised into a religious household, it was the first time I truly experienced that God has spoken to me. It was really amazing. A few weeks ago, I had a similar experience. I had a vision from God. And in the vision, I seen like a golden room with a small square pool right in the middle. In front of that pool was a window, and a strong light coming right out of the window. It was shining right at the pool. Next to the window, I saw Jesus standing. I've also myself coming out of the pool, and the vision ended, and I was just thinking, asking God, what did I mean? What was that about? And out of nowhere, I had like really strong yearning to get baptized. But despite that vision, I was still hesitating. When I thought when it comes to my baptism, it will have to be like, you know, a great thing, a great moment. So I thought, I'm not good enough. I'm not a good Christian yet, that isn't my time to get baptized yet. But I realized, you know, that's the thing. I will never be good enough, because we're all imperfect, right? We all fall short in God's glory. But the amazing thing is, he still loves me. And it took me a long time to realize that. But now that I understand that, I'm not hesitating anymore. I came here, I'm not scared anymore, I'm ready to get baptized. Because I just know God will always be by my side. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well done, Patrick, thank you. Alex, come on, Alex.
Good morning, LCF. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Alex. My understanding of baptism is this. Baptism is an outward expression of an inward experience. I was born again a year ago. I felt like this was my time to show it to everyone else. I think that being baptized will really mature me as a person and as a Christian. The main reason I want to be baptized is so I can set an example and be a role model for all Christians. Just like what Jesus did when he was baptized in the River Jordan. I think everybody that has been baptized can agree that once you've been submerged in the water, it will bring some sense of renewed joy. I'd like to leave you with this scripture, Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, and whoever does not believe will be condemned. Thank you for listening.
Well done, Alex. Preach it, man. Well, I'm going to ask Chantel, come and share your story.
Hi everyone, I'm Chantel. Please bear with me, I'm not used to public speaking about emotions. but it's an honour to be here today sharing this experience with you all. To be honest, I can't really pinpoint the exact moment or thought that brought me here, but on the 1st of July last year, I phoned my mum, which strangely will be exactly a year next Saturday. And if you would have told me then that within a year I'd be being baptized, I probably would have laughed in your face. But anyway, here I am. I told my mum I was coming home and that I was going to come to church with her. At the time, I didn't really understand why I felt the need to come to church, but I now know that that was God intervening. He knew that I was about to go through something and that I would really need him through that. I had been to LCF before, honestly, mostly to keep my mum happy, the occasional Mother's Day service, but this felt very different. For some reason, as soon as I walked through the door, I was overcome with emotion. Everyone here is so welcoming, and it's kind of sad to say I hadn't experienced that in a while, at least not from a group of people I considered strangers at that point. So I definitely felt the love. I don't really understand why I was holding back tears for most of the service, but towards the end, Oceans came on. And I definitely heard that song before, but for some reason this time it spoke directly to my soul, and tears started to come, which felt like a strangely profound moment, but again, I didn't really understand why. However, later that day, while shopping with my mum, I took a deep breath in, and I got a sharp pain in my chest. I tried to rationalize it as heartburn or a stitch. But my mum made me promise. This is my mum. She's really amazing. She made me promise that if I hadn't gone the next day, that I'd go to the doctors and get it checked out. So the next day came and the pain hadn't gone and actually my breathing had got really shallow. So I called the doctors. Obviously they had no appointment for like 2 weeks. So yeah. So they told me to go down to A&E and ultimately 11 days later I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a type of blood cancer, and my entire world changed. The tumour had actually grown in my chest in between my heart and lungs, which is what caused the pain. And I actually thank God every day for that pain because within a couple of weeks without any treatment, it had actually gone by itself. So I'm of the belief that if I hadn't have come to church that day, if I hadn't have been with my mum when I got that pain, that I may have been diagnosed a lot later, and might not be sharing this testimony with you the way I am today. I obviously don't have the time to talk about how God and the amazing people he brought into my life guided me through treatment to where I am today, but I can tell you that he spoke to me every day. and I realized that he always had been. It's just that now I was finally listening. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. I'd heard those words before, but I'd never really listened. I guess what I'm here today to tell you is that I am a Christian, that the Lord has worked miracles in my life, and I stand here before you today, 6 months cancer-free. I have never been happier to declare in front of you all today that I am his and he is mine. Thank you. And as I'm here, I just want to take this opportunity to thank everyone in this room for all of your love and support. I know a lot of people probably didn't know what I was going through, but week after week, having smiles and hugs, it lifted me and it gave me the strength. Being prayed for by people who don't know you is probably one of the most beautiful things I've ever experienced, and I will forever be grateful. So thank you. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. So you know I'm Chantelle's mother, Denise. Oh, I've got tears in my eyes now. Right. Only God knows why I came to LCF on a particular day last year in February. I had been visiting LCF quite sporadically for a few years, but at the start of 2017, I was really disillusioned about a number of things and had hit an all-time low. I had ended a relationship a few months previous, had recently undergone a shoulder operation, and had also been made redundant from my job. But somehow I must have heard God, and here I was at LCF this particular Sunday. Whenever I had attended LCF, I always felt left, feeling inspired and uplifted. And on this occasion it was slightly different. During the worship, I couldn't stop myself from crying and felt this overwhelming feeling of a presence of our Lord, and I knew I was supposed to be here. My relationship with God has been strained for most of my adult life because I felt let down by him. My father had died suddenly shortly after my 21st birthday. My mother died when I was pregnant with my daughter Chantelle, and Chantelle's father, Jeff, died unexpectedly in a car accident when she was only 5 months old. For years, I questioned God's reasons for taking the people I loved away from me, but I just couldn't understand, or as I realize now, perhaps I wasn't listening. Anyway, now I was attending LCF on a regular basis. Jackie Banks presented me with a Bible for which I was and am so grateful. And then I was invited to join Russell and Sarah Monroe's life group. My relationship with God was developing. Jackie was mentoring me and helping me through Bible reading, and I was really learning to pray properly with the help of all at life group. I was brought up Catholic and thought praying was reciting a few prayers that I'd been taught whilst growing up, but now I was having what I call real conversations with God. I had this amazing church family from whom I had and continued to receive such warmth and support. My shoulder was recovering well, and I was also attending interviews. And in life group, we used to pray that Chantelle would also find and turn to the Lord. Finally, everything was coming together, for which I thanked the Lord, but now I began to feel guilty because I had turned my back on him for so many years, and I didn't feel worthy of his love and support. My life group and the church quickly taught me that God was happy that I had now accepted him back into my life, but I still didn't understand his plan for me. Well, not until that fateful day in July when my daughter was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma That's when I knew that God had been preparing me to be strong mentally, physically, and in my faith, and to lean on him so that I could fully support her through this trial. Not only did I find God again, but my daughter's faith grew so much. And as you heard from her, she also gave her life to the Lord. Because of God, my daughter is now healthy and cancer free, and he continues to work miracles in both our lives. In the past, I would have called that lucky. Now I know it was God working in my life. And that is why I am making this public declaration that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and I believe in him. Thank you.
That's amazing. Thank you, everybody, so far. We're going to do things a little bit differently this morning, in that I'm going to ask Jeff to come and sit on the stage, Jeff. And Paul is going to read Jeff's story for us. But Jeff is not that able to get in and out of the water very easily, so we're going to baptize him here on the stage. So some of you guys might think, oh, I don't want to go in the pool, or I can't get in and out. Don't let that stop you, because Jeff is doing this in front of all of you guys. So I'm so proud, Jeff, that you're here this morning. Bless you.
What a privilege it is to be asked by Jeff to read his testimony here today. I've known him for about a year and a half, and this is one of the best guys that I probably could ever meet. Thank you, Jeff, for letting me do this for you. Right, here goes. I spent most of my life living in and around Luton. I grew up in Helton Regis with my family. I've been suffering from mental health problems since I was young. When I was 11 and it was time to go to high school, I went to boarding school in Hemel Hempstead. I spent 5 years within this same school and I didn't really like it that much. Although I did get to go home for weekends and holidays, I loved this time in my family, and when the term came, I never wanted to go back to school. It was a very hard time for my mother trying to get me to do so. She always managed it, though. It was while I attended this school that I had my first encounter with the church. It wasn't a good experience, though, as it was more of a forced activity from school than a personal choice of mine. I found the whole experience quite dull and boring. It was like a Sunday school where we sang old hymns and everything was drawn out. When I was 16 and the time came to leave school, I also left the church behind. It was like breaking free and being allowed to live the way I wanted. A few years later, I met a girl and we got married. Although I still had problems with my mental health, I thought life was pretty good. After about 5 years, things all started to go wrong. My marriage broke down, and I fell into a depression. Shortly after, my mother passed away. It felt like my entire life came crashing down around me, and I started having suicidal thoughts. I even started to self-harm. Under the strain of these hard life events, my mental health took a severe battering. And this was amplified out of control as I turned to alcohol for comfort. I was still on medication at the time, although it was severely adversely affected. I was admitted into residential psychiatric care. I was released into a supported living home a couple of months later. Shortly after, my CPN arranged for me to go into an ACE support group, which was held on a Friday morning at Hope Church. After going there for some time, I was waiting outside for my taxi home and I saw a sign advertising open house drop-in. It was run at Hope Church as well. After a few weeks, I gathered the confidence to go along on a Saturday morning for breakfast. I really enjoyed going, and when I was feeling able, I started going more often. It was still really difficult as my confidence was still pretty much at rock bottom. As I started getting to know people, my confidence began to grow, and I started going there 3 days a week. While I was there one day, someone invited me to come along to Capu Plus on a Friday here at LCF. I accepted the invitation and found I enjoyed coming here too. So much so that before long, I was coming every week. While I was at Open House one day, I was invited to go to their Sunday service. I was quite reluctant, but agreed to give it a go. When I got there, it was completely different to my experience as a child. I loved the worship. It was like real music that I could actually get into, and I really enjoyed it. One day when I was at Capu Plus, someone invited me here on the Sunday service at LCF. I thought, well, I enjoyed the service at Hope, so I'll come along and give it a go, see what this one's like. On the Sunday, I came along and enjoyed it just as much. Similar great worship music and a really friendly environment. It wasn't long after that where I started going every Sunday here and Hope Church on alternate weeks. One day when I was at Hope Church, someone gave me a Bible. I started reading from Matthew and found it really interesting learning about who everyone was and what they did. I particularly liked the parables as they really actually got me started. They really got me thinking. I started reading a couple of pages every night and started to feel like God was actually talking to me while I was reading. It was quite hard to explain, but it's like the more I read, the more I wanted to know. It was like God himself was pulling me closer and closer to him. I heard about LCF running an Alpha course last autumn, so I spoke to Sharon and she agreed that I could go to it. I learned more about Jesus and Christianity, and before long, felt that this is who I am and this is where I belong. I now enjoy coming here every Sunday morning and going to Hope Church service every Sunday afternoon too. Now, there's just the last little bit where Jeff wants to speak himself, where he can tell you about how God has made more changes in his life just recently.
Hello. I've got to know more people and got to know them better. They've become less like friends and more like family. God has helped me so much through both churches, and my life has now developed into something where I'm confident to go out and again, and as I have somewhere to go for 4 days a week, where I feel safe and have interesting things to do, and friendly people to talk to. I also have my Sunday services, which I really look forward to every week. As for my battle with alcohol, I haven't touched a drop for nearly 3 years. So I'm here today to leave my old lost self behind and to share with you my conscientious decision to move closer to God by renewing my life as a follower of Jesus Christ.
Stay there, Jeff. Stay there. Wow. That was amazing. Thank you, Jeff. And we just love Jeff. We love Jeff. He's just such a lovely guy. Jeff, do you know, Jeff comes down to LCF on a Monday night to prayers. Prayers on a Monday, not every week, but when he can. What an amazing man.